This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, January 4th. Well, I've got good news, folks. Earnings are working. We had a stock, a very small stock we recommend, that's in our most aggressive accounts. It's called Perone Network, and its ticker symbol is PERI. It's an Israeli stock. But they pre-announced in the fourth quarter their revenues went up 30%, and their operating earnings went up 63%, which are better than expected. So the stock is up nicely today. So that's proof that earnings are going to be working in the upcoming weeks when we get wave after wave of our earnings being announced. So hang in there. I know a lot of you can't wait for those earnings to come out, but they should drop kick and drive the stocks higher. In the meantime, we do have low energy prices. Natural gas prices are ultra low right now. That is due to the weather. It's warm in for many parts of the United States, as well as Europe, which is setting record highs for this time of year. Their cold front disappeared, and our Siberian Express disappeared. And so that's why natural gas prices are low. Crude oil prices have dipped in the last couple days, but they'll be up as the worldwide demand goes up in the spring. There's a lot of concern that China may never reopen because of they're all sick and they're fighting COVID and all that stuff. But China will reopen. All economies do. People do achieve herd immunity, even if a significant part of the population is going to be lost. Obviously, the Chinese vaccines for COVID weren't as good as our vaccines, so that's very tragic. In the meantime, we're getting some interesting economic news. The ISM manufacturing index came out today. It declined for the second month in a row. So the manufacturing sector, according to ISM, has contracted for the last two months. Before that, expanded for 30 straight months. I don't like the details. The production component declined, new orders declined. The backlog of orders rose slightly, but it's still at a low level. And only two of the 15 industries surveyed reported expanding in December. One was primary metals, which are like steel companies, and the other is petroleum and coal products, which obviously we have lots of energy stocks. So that's good. ISM confirmed that we're in the right sectors. And there's a couple other things going on right now. The CES, Consumer Electronics Show, is about to start. And there's a lot of exciting announcements. One is Samsung, which is pioneering micro-LED televisions. And China's TCL is also pushing micro-LED. Basically have one for the consumers now, a 76-inch version. It's still very expensive, much more expensive than an OLED TV, which Samsung also sells, by the way. But micro-LED is going to be a big deal. The reason is it's more energy efficient and it does have a better picture. I actually have a micro-LED on my laptop computer. And the reason the TV industry will go to micro-LED is Europe is banning a lot of the 8K televisions because they're not energy efficient. And micro-LED is more energy efficient, so when you have it on a laptop, your laptop lasts longer. So I find that very exciting. And NVIDIA is also making a big splash. We have NVIDIA in a lot of our accounts. They introduced new graphic chips to get the gamers excited. They are working with Foxconn, because Foxconn is now building electric vehicles for Lordstown and other companies that want their help. And NVIDIA is really dominating the sensor business and the architecture of building these electric cars. And in my opinion, the NVIDIA systems that are used for autonomous driving that Mercedes and other big companies use are far superior to non-LiDAR systems. In my opinion, Tesla made a wrong turn when they went away from LiDAR and went to camera only. Unfortunately, there's a video out on the internet that shows that the new Tesla system doesn't work in the snow because, you know, the cameras can ice up and things. And so I find it very interesting that NVIDIA is really asserting its leadership in with electric cars and car architecture. And is building the best autonomous driving systems. It's obviously nothing's fully autonomous yet, but a LiDAR system that can see through snow, smoke, hard rain, sleet, all that good stuff is far superior. It can also see animals on the road, okay? And I just think LiDAR is superior to the camera system. So I found that exciting for NVIDIA. At 2 o'clock Eastern today, we're going to get the FOMC minutes. We want to see how many of our FOMC members were disagreeing with each other, because the more they disagree, the more February 1st will likely be the last key rate hike. Now, the 10-year Treasury bond yields have come down a lot in the last couple days, so that's a good development. The Fed doesn't like to fight market rates. I'm still of the opinion that they don't need to raise rates, but they probably will, just because they've telegraphed that. But hopefully February 1st will be their last rate increase, and we can rally off of that. Also, don't forget, January 12th is the CPI report. It's going to be very good, show that inflation is cooling off, especially owner's equivalent rent, the housing bit component. So we might rally off of that. The market is still mixed. It's sloppy, okay? What was down yesterday is up today, and vice versa. But I'm very, very comfortable that we're well-positioned for this earnings announcement season. So hang in there, everybody. I know you don't enjoy the gyrations, but at least today you got a lot of positive volatility, and you have falling rates. Let's just hope there was a lot of infighting in those FOMC minutes when they come out at 2 o'clock Eastern time, because that will make me happy. And hopefully, as the Fed disagrees with each other, they'll stop raising rates sooner than later. So that's it. It's Louie Navalier. I just want to give you a quick update, and I'll, of course, update the market during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.